we cross over now to Glasgow, Scotland, and joining us on the line, we have Claire Bidwell, who's the Red for Kashmir campaign coordinator. Claire, very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International. We really appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Firstly, tell our listeners, how did you become aware of the plight of Kashmiris?
I first became aware of it only because I had been on holiday over to India just before the lockdown, and I had met a Kashmiri over there. Well, I'd bought a rug, and then we kept in touch, and it was simply one day that he couldn't, I'd asked after his family, and he said that he couldn't contact them, and he explained the reason why. And for me, I was just horrified, really, when I heard, you know, what was happening, what was going on, a sense of injustice that I'd never heard anything of this before, because it's very much hidden, you know, within our media and everything. So that was really the very first time that I happened upon it.
Now, the 73 years that Kashmiris have been waiting for independence, the question in the minds of many people, why is it just not happening?
Yeah, I mean, that's... quite a challenging question. I feel that there's so many different reasons for that. In terms of, you know, what one is that it isn't known. You know, that it's kind of suits the status quo, I think, for the Western world to not interfere and keep it there, and for India and Pakistan to just continued as it is. And we know that, you know, there's a lot of weapons and things that are stolen over there. The other thing I found, or things that we've done in our work, is it's almost like a kind of a rule and divide. There's a lot of differences and thinking within political ideologies. So very much kind of like a disunity, not all very united either, and this can sometimes be at odds with one another, I think. But, you know, on the whole, it's a really good question. Why hasn't it been solved?
Now, tell us about Red for Kashmir Day.
Yeah, well, Red for Kashmir Day, it's an idea that initiated from the Kashmiris themselves and the diaspora after the lockdown by the Indian government in 2019. They all turned their profiles red, and, you know, it was a way of a kind of a warning sign and joining in. And so we just, you know, it was trying to build that awareness, because we feel that trying to bring people to the cause and the world knowing would help. So, yeah, what we've done is set up the idea where it's very simple in terms of turning your profiles red. And then uploading a post or uploading something red. There's different protests, demonstrations, candle vigils. So that's all happening, you know, today. And it's going really well. I mean, it's gone, had far much more attention than we ever thought it would. We'd kind of built it on the back for Rohingya movement as well. We'd seen how well that had done. That's what it's about. And it's about the solidarity, standing in solidarity with the Kashmiris, letting them know, you know, they're not alone and there are people out here. And it's very much about their cause as well. They're driving, you know, a lot of this because they are silenced just now. It's kind of, in some ways, since the lockdown of 2019, the situation's actually gotten worse. So we're trying to raise that global awareness, raise the Kashmiri voices, really, so that more come to know. But obviously the importance of standing in solidarity as well is huge.
So what's planned for today?
Lots and lots of different things. So, I mean, what we've seen is, like, so we've got the simple thing of people turning their profiles red, but also it's kind of sharing that knowledge of it. And there are Twitter storms ongoing as well. We have we have a Facebook page, Red for Kashmir. We're on Instagram and also on Twitter. So people are kind of sharing and following what we're doing and uploading the tweets. We've had CJ Wellman is along, joint, like, he's supported endorsing the campaign as well. So he's shared that out. There are, so we've got the Twitter storms, we've got the turning our profiles red, uploading different posts of red and making sure the hashtag Red for Kashmir is used. There are protests happening in America. I mean, there's lots of different ones. In America, there's one at the White House. There's also one at the Indian Embassy. In UK, there's going to be one in London outside the Indian Embassy today. There's one in Glasgow. There's one in various other different cities. There's a candlelight vigil in Manchester, in Luton. So it's really, again, it's raising that awareness. It's a mixture between social media and on ground so that we can get amongst the people, but then we're also able to, you know, share relevant things online as well. And obviously, you know, we're trying to raise the cause, and one of the reasons he's speaking with you this morning as well, I think.
Yeah. Claire, thank you so much for your time and for the update. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Thank you so much.